Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
From Barangaroo Studios, the AusBiz COB is the key stuff you need to know about the day in business and finance.
Well, good Friday afternoon or evening to you. I'm assuming that's when you're listening to this podcast. It is called the COB. It's the 15th of January. I'm Nadine Blaney. Scuddy, how was the day for you?
It was a Friday, so it's always good on a Friday, no matter what happens.
Can I give our secrets away? We're having a little tipple as we record this podcast.
Yes, we're getting ready for the last call. No, starting to warm up. Warming up for after Australia Day when it comes back. But yeah, looking forward to it.
Okay, so today, dead flat pretty much by the end of the session. You know, minimal rise for the XJO. What was the big standout of the session for you, Scuddy?
Afterpay is just killing it. He's killing its competition. It's just an amazing stock. The momentum behind it. I've got a lot of grievances and a lot of concerns about the industry longer term. But for the time being, when you've got Stimmy, coming 1.9 trillion buckaroonies, coming to a lot of that's going to be going to households. You've got lots of strong growth being reported. A lot of people are locked down in the key markets there. It is absolutely having a whale of a time, that stock. It is the clear winner, being backed by majority in markets, it seems.
Yeah, that hot IPO market in the US this week really helping to kick things along as well with a firm listing and going gangbusters. Look, retail sales to that point as well, when we're talking about stimulus and spending, is going to be really interesting out of the US tonight.
It will be. Of course, this is before they had the rollout of those $600 checks. So we saw that there was a bit of momentum starting to be lost in consumption retail sales in recent months. So very interesting to see what happened over that key Christmas period.
And so in the wake of the stimulus package, we did get some of the details today from the incoming president. We will get more on infrastructure, you know, to come, which will be of much interest to the market as to how that is going to be spending. But all of it has left Omkar Joshi from Opal Capital really spoiled for choice. He's continuing to watch this rotation out of growth. Yes, recognizing what happened with Afterpay today, but into some of those more value and cyclical areas of the market. He talked to us about what some of his picks are. You can listen to that via the show notes. ProMedicus had yet another great day today. It was up by 4.3%. You spoke with the CEO just after 3:30 today. Look, they're killing it in the States. And the network effect he was talking about being just so important. Once you get your foot in the door, once you get in there, things get much easier.
You did say that the potential customer pipeline is looking healthy. I think it was the word he used. And I asked him, I said, I made the analogy that we've been speaking more frequently and each time we're discussing a bigger contract win. So pretty good for the shareholders there. Certainly loving the ride that's been on the past couple of days as well. But really interested as well. I asked him about the role of technology, or already cutting edge technology when it comes to radiology, but AI and the use of that in radiology as well. And so that's an area where there's a lot of speculation. A bit coy, but I wonder, at some point, he seems pretty confident that it will become mainstream in that field.
And if you'd like to listen to that, you can access it via the show notes as well. But safe to say, ProMedicus, it was the stock of the day yesterday, up a further 4.5% today. That brings us to the stock of the day, is Afterpay. So APT, I don't think you need me to tell you the ticker code, best performer on the 200. Keep in mind, it didn't enter the 200 all that long ago. So we had a chat with Rudy Filipek van Dijk from FN Arena and Claude Walker from A Rich Life about Afterpay.
Pandemic has completely transformed that sector and that company into something completely new, essentially.
Yep.
And you have to feel, just as a sidestep, you have to feel for all those value investors that were short the stock. The share price, there's a lot of fluff in it, like Afterpay will fall by more than most other stocks. That's the risk you have here. I don't want to take up all the time on Afterpay, but to go right to the core, if you own it, you might as well stay the course, because you probably are there for the momentum. Mm-hmm. But that's the best, I think, that could be said here. And you have to hold it with an iron stomach, because there will be times, and I think those times will come sooner than later.
Of all of the buy now, pay later stocks, you know, Afterpay is probably the one I would own if I have to own it. The reason the share price is so high is partly just because of this massive Momo situation. We've got momentum, you know, the liquidity, the bond rates, all of that stuff. It's not just Afterpay that's had a big couple of days. A lot of those high multiple stocks are doing well. And if we see that reverse a bit, I think Afterpay will, you know, get hit pretty hard, even if the business keeps going really well. So wise words there from Rudy. And I'm going to have to, I think, follow him with what is essentially a hold recommendation. I don't want to go around telling people to sell Afterpay, because basically, like, that's not been a good call in the past. I myself don't hold it, though, and I wouldn't be buying at this price.
Not buying at this price. The final word goes to Claude Walker from A Rich Life.
Do you know something that I notice about when people are talking about Afterpay? There's lots of smiles. Now, I think it's because a lot of people have been long-time holders and 10 bags, 15 bags, whatever it is. And I think a lot of people are smiling because they don't like the concept of the company. So there seems to be this smiling competition. Just having a look at the two gentlemen there. Was
well,
interesting.
I am smiling only because I'm amused at what you're saying. But yeah, you know, I think a lot of us feel like total losers because we didn't buy it back in March. Put my hand up for that. Two hands in the air.
I should have forgot about my background in, like, unsecured lending and everything else. Just focus on the stimmy and YOLO.
Unsecured lending's not sexy. Afterpay's sexy.
Yeah, of course it's a payments platform. It's not providing credit.
Moving on. We are not going to end the week with a beef. So if we had to nominate one sort of big overarching theme from this week, Scotty, I think that it's a lot of the talk. Yes, nothing has fundamentally changed when it comes to the US Fed, but we've had a whole lot of speakers, including the Fed chair, Jay Powell, not worried about asset prices right now. They weren't, you know, prior to putting all the stimulus into the system, but tapering, the T word, has come up quite a lot.
Yeah, and that's one to go and watch. And I'm really interested as well to see what happens with earnings season in the other states. I just get a sense the market, Afterpay's performance today and Prime Minister's performance today aside, the general market looks tired. Like, it generally looks like it's absolutely exhausted. And I'm wondering, even if we get a raft of beats in earnings season, which is almost certain based on previous form when it comes to analyst expectations, if we can't rally into that, then I suspect we might get a bit of a pullback or something on those lines, because the market just seems like it needs another catalyst to move higher. There's so much good news priced in, but we already know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and a lot of conversations I had this week about US earnings talks about, you know, the expectations going forward, and really these corporates are going to have to perform, and they will have to continue to perform through the second half of the year. Tonight we get that retail sales read that I mentioned in the US. We get the EU trade balance, producer price index, industrial production, both in the US. On Monday we're looking forward to getting China retail sales, China production, and GDP. So yeah, China data to start the week will be a big feature.
Yeah, look, as always, the GDP figure gets all the media attention, but realistically, look at what's going on when it comes to those monthly reads. Really important for the trajectory for the Chinese economy, particularly given the importance now. Retail sales is a big one there. We've seen around the world, retail sales have been boosted by stimulus and the like. China doesn't have that same support mechanism, so it'll be interesting to see what happens there, because it could be a bit of a guide as to what we might see elsewhere in the world.
Okay, we've got another great day of guests lined up for you. Jamie Hanna, who is Deputy Head of Investments and Capital Markets in VanEck, is joining us at 10:45, talking about gold. So we'll see what happens. Isn't it telling that when I was going to talk about gold, I thought Bitcoin popped in my mind as well? Of course, we'll see how Bitcoin trades over the weekend as well.
50,000.
Wow. Hashtag 2021. Duncan Hogg is a partner at EY. He is talking to us about MA, tipped to be a massive year for MA. Looking forward to talking to him about potentially how you could look to profit off that. So maybe a sector discussion. And a little bit later in the day, we'll be speaking with Helen Bird. She has advised ASIC in terms of corporate governance. She's also from Swinburne Uni. So we'll talk about Rio and that battle that's going on in the US over native rights on a site that Rio Tinto would like to mine. It is a very sticky situation for Rio, considering what happened with the Juukan Caves here in Australia earlier this year. Scotty, it's the weekend and it's still summer. You know, we should get out there and enjoy it.
Yeah, I'm going to enjoy the rest of this red wine. So I hope everyone else gets a nice little tipple, and now you enjoy your weekend, and we'll see you bright and early on Monday.
See ya.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.